Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. We've got a really fascinating study to dive into today.
Yeah, this one's, it's kind of a big deal in the HIV research world. We're talking about chromatin remodeling and how it impacts HIV transcription.
So basically, how the virus manages to stay hidden in cells, right? That latent reservoir problem?
Exactly. You know, that's the major barrier to curing HIV. People on antiretroviral therapy have to stay on it for life because the virus can just rebound if they stop.
Right. So this study from researchers at the Herbert Wertheim UF Scripps Institute, they looked at something called the P400 complex. What is that exactly?
Okay, so the P400 complex is part of this larger family of chromatin remodeling machines. Think of chromatin as DNA packaged up with proteins. And these complexes can actually move things around, make DNA more or less accessible.
Like molecular gatekeepers.
Yeah, exactly. And what's really interesting here is that the P400 complex acts as a repressor. It actually restricts HIV transcription, but only when the viral protein TAT is present.
Wait. So, the virus has this protein, TAT, that normally helps it replicate, and the P400 complex somehow blocks that.
Yes. So TAT is like the virus's master switch for transcription. It amplifies viral gene expression by recruiting host machinery. But what these researchers found is that P400 can bind to TAT and actually interfere with its function.
Okay. So how did they figure this out? Like, what did they actually do in the lab?
They did a pretty comprehensive screen. They used HIV latency models. These are cell lines with integrated HIV that's mostly silent. And they systematically knock down different chromatin remodeling complexes using shRNAs.
shRNAs. Those are like molecular scissors that reduce protein expression, right?
Exactly. And when they depleted EP400, that's the main ATPase subunit of the P400 complex, or DMAP1, another key subunit, they saw a huge increase in viral transcription.
How much of an increase are we talking about?
In some experiments, like 25-fold increase in viral mRNA, and the percentage of cells with active HIV went from around 2% to 16%.
Wow, that's really significant.
Yeah, and they didn't just look at cell lines. They also tested this in primary CD4 plus T cells from donors, which is more physiologically relevant.
So it's not just an artifact of the lab setup. This is happening in actual human immune cells.
Right. Now here's where the mechanism gets really interesting. They found that DMAP1, that's one of the P400 subunits, directly binds to TAT's basic domain.
The basic domain is that important for TAT's function?
Super important. TAT's basic domain is what allows it to bind to TAR RNA. That's a structure at the beginning of HIV transcripts. And that binding is essential for recruiting the transcription machinery.
So if DMAP1 is binding to the same region,
it's competing with TAR. Exactly. So P400 is essentially sequestering TAT, preventing it from doing its job.
That's elegant. Actually, the host cell is using this complex to keep the virus in check.
Yeah, and they showed this with multiple approaches. Pull-down assays, co-immunoprecipitation, even chromatin immunoprecipitation to show where these proteins are sitting on the viral DNA.
So what happens when you remove P400? Like, what's the downstream effect?
When you deplete EP400 or DMAP1, you see a big increase in RNA polymerase II occupancy at the HIV locus, especially the elongating form. That's the version phosphorylated at serine 2.
So the transcription machinery is more active.
Right. And this effect is completely TAT dependent. When they used a TAT deficient virus, depleting P400 had no effect on transcription.
That's a really clean result. So it's not just generally affecting transcription, it's specifically targeting this TAT-driven pathway.
Exactly. And they even made point mutations in TAT's basic domain and showed that the ones that couldn't bind DMAP1 also weren't repressed by P400.
So there's this direct correlation between binding and repression.
Yeah. Now, one thing that was kind of surprising, P400 is actually recruited to active HIV chromatin, even without TAT.
Wait, so it's there even when the virus isn't fully active?
Right. It seems like P400 is recruited through its interaction with RNA polymerase II, so it's there whenever transcription is happening. But the repressive function only kicks in when TAT shows up.
So it's like it's waiting there, ready to act as a brake once TAT accumulates.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. It's a post-initiation brake.
Okay, so, big picture. Why does this matter? Like, what are the implications for treating HIV?
Well, there are a couple of strategies people are exploring for HIV cure. One is called shock and kill. You reactivate the latent virus so the immune system can target it. The other is block and lock. You permanently silence the virus.
And P400 could be relevant to both?
Potentially, yeah. If you could disrupt the P400-TAT interaction, you might be able to reactivate latent virus more effectively. Or if you could enhance P400's repressive function, you might be able to lock the virus down more permanently.
So it's like, understanding this mechanism gives us new levers to pull.
Exactly. And the authors point out that the P400-TAT interface could be a target for drug development. Like you could imagine small molecules that either stabilize or disrupt that interaction.
That's really exciting. I mean, we've had antiretroviral therapy for a while, but a functional cure would be game-changing.
For sure. And this study, it's not just about P400. It's part of a bigger effort to understand all the chromatin remodeling complexes that regulate HIV. They screened 16 different complexes.
So there's probably more to discover here.
Definitely. And, you know, the fact that they validated this in primary T cells from actual donors is really important. A lot of HIV research is done in cell lines, which is useful, but it doesn't always translate.
Right. Because those cells are... they're not the same as what's happening in a person's body.
Exactly. So the next step is probably to look at this in memory CD4 plus T cells from people on antiretroviral therapy. That's where the latent reservoir actually lives.
And see if manipulating P400 can actually reactivate or silence those reservoirs.
Yeah. I mean, there are limitations, of course. P400 is involved in a lot of cellular processes, so you can't just knock it out without consequences.
So it's not like you can just turn it off and expect everything to be fine.
Right. But understanding the mechanism, like knowing that it's the DMAP1-TAT interaction that's key, that gives you a more specific target.
So you could potentially develop something that just disrupts that specific interaction without messing with everything else P400 does.
Exactly. And that's the power of this kind of basic research. It's not immediately a drug, but it gives us the knowledge we need to design better interventions.
Yeah, I think that's really the takeaway here. This is fundamental biology that could have real clinical impact down the line.
For sure. And, you know, it's also just a beautiful example of how viruses and host cells are constantly battling it out at the molecular level.
The virus has TAT to boost transcription, and the host has P400 to keep it in check.
Exactly. It's this ongoing evolutionary arms race.
All right. So, before we wrap up, let's just recap the key points. The P400 chromatin remodeling complex restricts HIV transcription in a TAT-dependent manner.
Right. It does this through DMAP1, which binds to TAT's basic domain and blocks its interaction with TAR RNA.
And when you deplete P400... you see increased viral transcription and more RNA polymerase II activity.
And this could potentially be exploited for HIV cure strategies, either to reactivate latent virus or to lock it down more permanently.
Really fascinating stuff. Thanks for breaking this down with me, Jamie.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks to everyone listening. If you want to dive deeper into this, the full paper is available. We'll link to it in the show notes.
And if you have questions or topics you'd like us to cover, reach out. We love hearing from you.
All right. Until next time, stay curious.
See you next time.